This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Flunkies and junkies, welcome to this week's episode of the NWA Saturday Special, the best NWA podcast in the Milky Way universe. I am your co-host, Scott Griscolo. Did I say it right, flunkies and junkies, or do I say junkies first? No, I say flunkies first.
You say flunkies.
Oh, hey, Lord. Who's that guy? He is the doctor, Dr. G. Giorgio Bellino. I am wearing a tank top tonight. However...
Oh, you must be all sexed up over there with your little tank top. All right,
I'm not gonna show it off, you know, guns out and everything. I'm not gonna do that.
The pleasure
other people
is all
may
want to.
Other people may want to throw on tank tops and throw the guns out, but I'm not gonna put anybody. Anyway, Dr. G.
Nobody wants to see our ugly mugs on the.
Some people
YouTube.
Are for, but other people want their ugly mugs. But when their ugly mugs are covered by lots of fur. That's different. Anyway, welcome to this week's episode of the Saturday Special. It's a big episode this week. Huge for a couple of reasons. Number one, we had what in essence this week was the go-home power before the big weekend in St. Louis, which was a day late, by the way. I don't know if it was the NWA. I don't know if it was Fight TV. But power this past week did not go off on Tuesday at 6:05, it went off on Wednesday at 6:05, which was a little perplexing. But in any event,
yeah,
still an episode.
I don't know I didn't see anything online about what was the deal there. But yeah, it was. I mean, again, but you know, if people are complaining, I mean, it's not always a bad thing. That means people are looking forward to seeing it at 6:05, and maybe that's a good amount of people. So, you know, I try to find the positives in all this.
Right. I didn't see anything on Twitter myself. About what the problem was, just that people were going up at 6:05 Tuesday and didn't see
people want to see the National Treasure. So when the National Treasure's on, yep. People tune in.
They didn't see and, Gotts.
You know, yep. They're not very happy about it.
No. So it was Wednesday. So we're going to recap this past week's Power. Then we will give you the official, because it was announced yesterday, if you're listening to this on Saturday, yesterday, Friday, on the PTB YouTube, I wish, on the NWA YouTube channel, William Patrick Corgan announced the card for Sunday night, August 29th, NWA.
Now, he didn't flip-flop on this and try to make up, you think he's going to change as it goes along like he does everything else?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good.
Because, you know, the National Treasure does not like being messed around with.
No, flim flam, pipply pop,
business,
bibbly boom,
alone.
Bibbly
exactly.
Bims, bobbly boobs, bimbly bim bims, boopies, boobettes, bobettes. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about the next few weeks here on the PTB Wrestling Network as it pertains to us and the show and what to expect in a couple weeks. So, all right.
Yeah, let's go you think you're too busy or something, you know, tell you got to take a little trip or something next week, please.
You like going to bed at 8 at night because you get up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, whatever.
You milk your cows and you feed the chickens. And
yeah.
You shuck the corn obviously. In Iowa. By the way, on a side note, I know your team lost, but the Field of Dreams game the other night was a lot of fun to watch. It was great to see.
Major League Baseball doesn't do a lot of things right sometimes, you know, like – to try to get, but if you just love the game of baseball, just watching the beginning and the way they did that with Kevin Costner and walking through the cornfields, and it makes you want to see the movie again. I haven't seen the movie in a lot of years.
Yeah, that's a movie I actually don't own. believe it or not. I'm looking at
I actually want to go watch it again. I mean, it's a lot of people that I know's favorite baseball movie.
Mm. It's not mine. It's in my top five. My favorite baseball movies are that. But
I will tell you this, you know, on a side note, like we were saying, if you get a chance, go online, watch some of the videos. Just there's stuff out there on MLB.com. Mm-hmm. Watch some of the ceremony part of it, the field. I mean, it's just the look of it just from the sky. You could see, like, you know, all this cornfield and a corn maze. And then, you know, it's the house from the movie, which I think is like a museum now. The field that they used during the movie. And then they did like a corn like a trail right to the ballpark that the Major League Baseball built. And it sounds like they're going to go back there every year. So that's a great thing.
No, they should definitely do. From what I read, I'm trying to remember, was it Barstool? Might have been Yahoo. I don't remember where. From what I've heard, the plan is to do it once a year in August. The home team will always be either the White Sox, the Cubs, or the Cardinals. And then they'll just rotate that, and plus, obviously, they'll pick road teams. What I think they should do next year, this is my suggestion. Next year, they should do Dodgers-Cubs, and the Dodgers wear old-school Brooklyn road jerseys.
I could see it.
I think that would look fucking amazing.
I did like the old jerseys. I like the Yankees with, like, the, you know, that old-school lettering and numbering and, felt. Without the...
Yep. Yeah, there's a name for that.
The big NY that looked like, you know, like when the Yankees were always, you know, when they would use the logo in movies.
Yeah. So they're going to pay for the copyright.
But it was, and the White Sox uniforms were awesome with the pinstripes and then, you know, with the socks and then, you know, their hats just with the pinstripe hats. You know, years ago, they didn't put the logo sometimes on the actual hats. I don't know. The whole thing was nice. You know, I didn't like the outcome, obviously, but in terms of the whole aura and the spectacle of it was really cool. And it's, to tie it into wrestling.
I don't know what the NWA is doing next weekend.
Yeah, people love nostalgia. Exactly. Yeah. That my total point is, you know, the NWA is going back to, back to St. Louis, where some historic wrestling happened. Mm-hmm. And, St. Louis was a big hotbed for wrestling with Sam Muchnick. And it's people really are into that. I think sometimes I do think that the leagues, the sports leagues themselves and wrestling is kind of catching on that. Don't underestimate even the younger people today. People like nostalgia. It's kind of neat.
Yep.
I think even more than what our generation, when we were growing up, I didn't find myself, even though we love shows, maybe like Happy Days or something like that, but I didn't find ourselves in the 80s and the 90s growing up like wanting to see things from the 50s and the 60s like now today, where think about it, the kids of today, the 80s, 70s and 80s, that's like what we thought of as the 50s and the 60s back in the 80s. So and people are really into it. So I think it's great. I think wrestling needs to do more of it. Don't you think? I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And WWE was doing it for a little while where they were going like old school and then they would use like the old, you know, the old WWF from the 80s logos and stuff like that. Right. Did they call it old school?
Yeah, it used to be episode of Raw. They'd call it old school. They bring out Slaughter and Duggan and all those same fucking guys.
But you know what? Sometimes you can't do it all the time because then it waters it down. But to do it, even if you did it once a year and every wrestling, you know, I just think people like that. It's just people like nostalgia. Sometimes it's just something you need. And it's something that, you know, I think people could definitely use today, you know, with all the stuff going on in the world and, you know, COVID now ramping back up again. You know, I think sometimes you just need something nostalgic and something that brings you back to your childhood. I think I do think people yearn for that. And I think that's why we are so into the NWA we're not seeing, see like guys like Austin Idol. I know we saw Nikita at times, you know, we've seen some of the old, you know, some of the old school NWA stuff, but just that they're putting that, you know, what would we say? The old school with the new school edge to it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like it. So I try to tie it all in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, well, of course.
But it would be neat. I guess what would WWF do for something nostalgia? I mean, would they do like a special old school show at like Madison Square Garden?
I think for one night there should be title matches and the champion should come out with old belts. Like, you know,
that would be cool.
You know, like the old Roman Bruno should come belt. Out with the, yeah, or even the winged eagle, you know, I think that would be pretty, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
But I do think I do think Major League Baseball will go to it. The NBA should do it. Go back to some old classic jerseys, although most of the teams kind of did anyway. The NHL kind of does it. NFL's really weird about that shit, but whatever. Anyway.
Well, we're gonna see what happens next week. It's gonna be interesting to see how the NWA presents these pay-per-views next week.
Well,
and if there's going to be some surprises, you know, everybody would love to see Flair because Flair is not with the WWE anymore. I do have a feeling. I don't know if it'll be Flair. I don't know if it'll be that big, but I do have a feeling we'll have a few surprises mixed in there for the pay-per-view.
I do too. And I think we'll talk about some surprises and such in a little bit when we announce the card for NWA 73, which makes me fun. Because I just realized, and I said this to you earlier today, Doctor. What are they going to do? You know, if things stay good and they continue to make good money and they continue to be solvent, I guess would be the term. What will happen in 2023 when they're doing NWA 75? Well, we got time to talk about that. We still have NWA 74 next year. So,
yeah,
but. That's huge. You can't dick around with that.
You know what I would like want to start seeing now is them to stay consistent with the pay-per-views. Like if you're going to do it certain times of the year. So if you're going to do NWA 73, are we going to get an NWA 74?
Right. I would think so.
You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah, I would love
to see. I mean, again, we know that there was a plan for NWA before COVID, and that just kind of threw everything, especially for a small company, into total chaos. Threw the big companies into total chaos, but the smaller companies like NWA and they had to change their course. So, you know, I want to give them the opportunity to see, you know, you and I remember how critical we were when the whole UWN thing was going on. We weren't hearing anything. Yeah. And wow, did you think whatever it was 6-7 months ago, we'd be talking about the stuff we're talking about now? So it's
I want to say yes, but at times I wasn't so sure. Not going to lie.
Yeah, so, we were worried about the viability of the company. So,
yeah, we were. It was tough. But guess what? We're here. So
that's right.
All right. NWA Power, the go home episode, was Wednesday night at the GPB studios. Thanks, Josh Lopez, for always helping. Your commentators, Joe Galley, Tim Storm, Velvet Sky. Nick Aldis is actually at the commentary desk because it's Velvet's team. Velvet and the Pope versus Team Camille, excuse me, and Austin Idol. Of course, the champion series is in the finals. Now, they changed things up because Billy probably realized that this whole thing's a confusing mess. So all of the members of the teams, except I think the Legends, everybody gets a title shot. Pretty much. That was the win. They finally simplified it, Dr. G, after weeks of all this weird talking around in circles. The winning team all get title shots.
And things came into a little more focus. I guess, you know, it makes you wonder, did they have this whole thing planned out or were they just kind of came up with it and then we'll just book on the fly? I mean, I don't know. They don't really do that because they film so much in advance. So, but this definitely at least clarified some of it. But whether people like it or not, that's at least they're giving us something.
Right. No, I agree. And that, of course, is something that will lead into what we have coming up in a couple weeks. All right. So Nick Aldis, because Kim and his team with Molina did not win, he called it the Corgan Conspiracy Series, because he said if you were going to do a team thing, you should have just kept strictly business together. And I agree. But instead, he flim-flammed, bamboozled, bob-edded, bibbity-boom, bobbity-bips, boopity-bips, and Strom and Stratovaricled this weird slap-together thing. So, it all comes down to points. And we open with pretty damn good match here, Doctor. Trevor Murdoch and Tom Latimer. Winning team gets 5 points. There must be a winner.
Yeah. Was Nick Aldis on or what?
Oh, he was fantastic on commentary. You want to talk about a guy that is so locked into his job right now? There's no, I think next to maybe Roman Reigns, I don't think there's one champion that's locked in and believing his gimmick more than Nick Aldis right now. And he's amazing. He was jaw jacking.
I'll fight anybody on it.
Yep.
That
I agree.
That doesn't believe that.
Yeah, I agree. Tom Latimer is going to move up the ladder, but I feel like he's doing a lot of dues paying now. Let me give you the climax. Latimer kicks Murdoch in the gut, then a forearm smash. He sends Murdoch to the corner, then a running elbow, levels him with the body avalanche, then drops him with a neck breaker for two, clubbing elbow smashes for another two count, then a rear chin lock. Then Murdoch comes back, hits Latimer with a jawbreaker. Latimer comes back with a spinning heel kick, repeatedly stomps on Murdoch's chest. He punches Murdoch, then talks smack while he and Nick Aldis are both talking smack. Latimer with the Irish whip, then two running forearm smashes. He follows that with a gut wrench suplex for two. Murdoch sidesteps Latimer into the turnbuckles. Murdoch connects with the flying bulldog and gets the victory. So 5 points for team Pope and Velvet. And a possible title shot for Trevor Murdoch. Meanwhile,
I like to say I'm surprised by this, but
I kind of am too. But
because Trevor, we know that Trevor is going to face Nick Aldis, you know, NWA 73. That's, you know, kind of a foregone conclusion. So kind of knew what was going to go on there, how they were going to do it. You know, something tells me though that Latimer is going to not be in strictly business maybe towards the end of this year. Something tells me he's gonna wind up having enough, you know, like he's gonna feel like he's taking
all the shots, you know, for everybody else,
all the shots for everyone else. That's just a prediction of mine.
Interesting.
I think it would be a great match, the Latimer versus Nick Aldis stuff.
I agree 100%. So Trevor
Murdoch, if you build it correctly, Latimer could be a great face, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think so. After the match, Aldis gets up, jawjacking, calls him a piece of crap, and, you know, knock the taste out of your mouth and stomps off. So Trevor Murdoch gets the win and 5 points.
Off. He is like a king. He just walks off.
He slides off. He saunters. He sashays.
He lets his presence be known because mm-hmm. he is the world's heavyweight champion.
Yes, he is. He
sashays. Pretty much he's above everyone else, and everyone else is below him.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
He sashayed off the set. Maybe that's what he did. Next up, our second match, Jax Dane takes on
Mims.
He'll always be your boy, Dr. G. Mims. And Camille and Idol need a win here. We need a win here. This is probably the biggest match of Mims' career to this point. You know, Jax Dane, solid worker in the ring, a former world's heavyweight champion. In the climax, Dane mauls Mims in the corner, then some clubbing blows to Mims' back. Dane punches Mims and then whips Mims into the turnbuckles. Mims comes back, hits Dane with a back elbow smash. These guys work their asses off in this match. Mims with desperation boots, then drops Dane with a diving shoulder tackle. He levels Dane with two body avalanches, then Mims with a running lariat, a belly-to-back suplex, a belly-to-back slam for two. Dane catches Mims in midair, Dane with another overhead belly-to-belly himself. He continues to choke Mims with his boot. Dane whips Mims into the turnbuckles. Dane then headbutts Mims, but Mims sidesteps Dane to the steel ring post, and then he is he's a little wobbly, and then Mims rolls Dane over into a schoolboy and gets the victory. So 5 points for Team Camille and Idol, but what a win, Dr. G, for your boy, Mims. Mims. This was a huge win for him. Huge.
It was. It was. It was weird going into the match because you figured it wasn't going to just be a blowout between right. the two teams. So you figured that somehow Mims was going to get the win, but I didn't think it was going to be a clean pinfall. So that was.
I didn't either. But Jack Stane does the right thing, puts the youngster over. So what is the biggest win of Mims' career? He beats Jack Stane, 5 points for Camille and Idol. And we are tied with one match left. Next up, we have another commercial. You know, they play the usual promos and stuff in the middle. Out comes, once again, our NWA World's Heavyweight Wrestling Champion, the National Treasure, Nick Aldis.
Everybody should be honored and privileged to have the NWA World's Champion
it's like
the show.
Wrestling, it's like when coming Flair, out there. That's right. It's like when Flair used to walk out on the Saturday night show. Remember, we all just, everybody just shut up because the man was in the house. That's how Aldis is right now. He comes out with the national heavyweight champion, Chris Adonis, who still doesn't have a track jacket. Very strange, Dr. G. Why doesn't Chris Adonis have a track jacket? They start talking stuff, jaw-jacking, and Aldis blames Jeremiah Plunkett for his team losing the champion series because he's a loser. Jeremiah Plunkett comes out, tells him and Adonis, you guys have everybody by the balls. Why are you so unhappy? Why do you come out here every week and bitch when you literally are the dealer? You are the dealer. Why are you whining while being the dealer? And they give their looks. And they said, listen, you guys want to do a little tag action tonight? You're already dressed up, looking a little swole. I have a tag partner of my own. And out walks Dr. G, Sean Devari, who we've seen on and off both in regular NWA and during the UWM primetime lives. I still look at him and good. I go, how the fuck is this the same Devari that got thrown around by Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 21? It still makes me laugh. So
mentioned, not too long ago that we saw him in the credits. So
yes,
he's been with the NWA behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's a producer. He's definitely a producer.
And now we see him in the ring. Or he's going to be seen in the ring.
So Devari's, you know, starts saying about, I helped this guy named Brutus Magnus. I've helped him out. And he
I love when they when they mention that kind of stuff, though.
I know.
Sometimes.
That's awesome. No, it's absolutely awesome. And he says, why don't we have a little tag match action? And if we win our match, I get a future World Heavyweight Championship match. Aldis tries to backtalk it. Devari calls him a bitch. And here we go. A little exhibition tag match. Strictly business. So a little specialty match tonight. We usually don't see our World's Heavyweight Champion in the ring for power, but Nick Aldis and Chris Adonis, our world champion and our national champion, take on the team.
Everybody should pay a little extra just to see the...
I think so. I think this episode of Power should have been $10.
Exactly. Anyway.
Always a great match when Nick Aldis in the ring, but Devari's great as well. They had a little fun match, a little back and forth. Everybody was going kind of crazy. I was kind of enjoying the chaos a bit. Aldis, in the climax, he hits an elbow knockdown. Following a snapmare takeover, Aldis drives his knee into Plunkett's back. Aldis applies a rear chin lock, then rakes the eyes of Plunkett. He goes for a running power slam, but Plunkett lands back on his feet. He tags in Devari. Devari ducks a clothesline from Aldis. Devari knocks Adonis off the apron. Devari sidesteps Aldis into the turnbuckles, then lighting up Aldis' back and chest. Then with two corner clotheslines, Aldis reverses out of the Irish whip from Devari. Devari with a running clothesline for two. Then he decks Aldis with a back elbow smash. Daivari delivers the missile dropkick for two. Adonis whips Daivari across the ring, then sends Adonis tumbling to the floor. Daivari tags in Plunkett. He then decks Plunkett with a back elbow smash. Adonis and Daivari are brawling on the outside. Plunkett ducks a clothesline from the champ. He then kicks Aldis in the gut. Plunkett drops the champ with the DDT for two, but then Adonis rakes the back of Daivari. Aldis with a double leg takedown in midair, kind of like what Sean did what Brett did to Sean at WrestleMania 12. Grabs the legs in midair. Adonis applies the master lock on the outside. Aldis hooks the King's Lynn cloverleaf on the inside. Jeremiah Plunkett taps out. And as we should have expected, Dr. G, Strictly Business are your winners. Good little match.
Yeah, it was. It was a good little match.
You know, and I like watching Daivari wrestle, though. He is a good worker.
And you love to read, by the way.
Well, you know, I don't do the full play-by-play. I just want people to know what happened in the climax. Obviously, my PIC, Mr. Azzaro, he does full play-by-play when we do our matches on the Place B podcast. I just want to give the fans what kind of happened in the last couple of minutes, just to kind of build the drama to the end.
You agree 100% with me, right?
Well, if you have a couple of hours, I'd like to rant about that, if you will. But I'll only do 90 minutes. So. Which are funny. I agree with everybody. I agree with everything everybody says ever. Pretty much. Nah. All right. So a big win there for Strictly Business over Jeremiah Plunkett and Sean Daivari. So here we go. Our main event. The alternates are going to make the difference, Dr. G. For Team Pope and Team Velvet, the legend's son, Colby Carino. I just watched his dad in a tag match on a classic episode of TNA that we did earlier this week on Place to Be Nation's main event. Check that out. And Sal Renaro.
The man from Sallywood.
This is it. Sallywood. Give me a fucking break. That's like you saying you're from Georgie Wood.
I don't think that's funny.
George Line. Dr.
I really don't think that's funny. Why don't we name all the shows after me on Place to Wrestling? No.
The Place to George podcast. The George event. Crockett George. NWA Crockett George. Highway to George's Zone. Highway to Ely Avenue. No. All right. So Colby Carino, Sal Renaro, the winner of this match, gets the 5 points for his team. That team wins the champion series, and everybody on the team gets a title shot of their choosing. Which means, I mean, technically, Doctor, if everybody makes sense, Nick Aldis would have to, like, defend the belt 7 times, because what belt would you really want? You know what I mean? You know?
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about Sweet Charlotte.
Don't worry about it. The National Treasure will beat them all like he beats everyone else.
Exactly. So Sal Renaro and Colby Carino, and I got to say, this was actually a really good match. These two guys, and I'm not, as I've said it many times here on the show, not the biggest Sal Renaro fan.
It's not big on the man from Sallywood.
I'm not. I'm not at all. I love Colby Carino. I'm a big fan of him. Good heel. He's kind of a snarky. He's got that kind of like young Randy Orton douche face. Kind of dig it.
Kind of like you in college.
Pretty much. But, all right. So, in the climax, Colby Carino goes for a superplex. Sal Renaro blocks it, then hits the forearm shivers. Renaro headbutts Carino, then dives over him. Renaro ducks a clothesline, then kicks Carino in the chest, but then Carino comes back, shoves him. Renaro slides under the roundhouse kick. Renaro with some clubbing palm strikes. Yeah, his chops were very strange. Renaro with a spinning kick, a back fist, then follows that with a jawbreaker. Renaro uppercuts Carino, then hits the handspring stunner, which is a cool move, actually. Renaro hits a running bulldog into the middle turnbuckle pad, which is also a very cool move, actually. Got to give Sally Man credit. He was pulling out some good moves here. Renaro kicks Carino in the face, then a flying clothesline for two. Carino heads to the ring apron. He clings onto the ropes. Renaro catches Carino in midair. Renaro drills Carino with the brainbuster for two. And then at that moment, Tom Latimer, who's, of course, on Sal Renaro's team, slides a steel chair into the ring while the ref was distracted and is telling him, use it, use it. Yep, Sal Renaro took the high road, did not use it. But as the referee gets in the way, Steve Corino, Steve Corino would be very proud. Colby goes into his tights, pulls out a set of knucks, smacks fucking Saurinaro in the face, hits the pump handle sunset bomb. Colby Corino gets the three count, and Team Pope and Velvet win the NWA Champions Series.
Mm.
Nothing beats a good set of brass knucks. Come on, Dr. G. Nothing beats a good set of knucks. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that match, actually, more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. Love the brass knucks.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Latimer.
That's old school NWA right there.
Once again, Tom Latimer tried. Saurinaro just wouldn't do it. He would not strictly do business. And instead, he took the L. Isn't that a bummer? Boy.
Oh, well.
Sad faces in Sallywood. So each member of Team Pope and Velvet receive future title shots. And that's how we go off the air. And this is the go home because Joe Galli does say, as we go off the air, see you in St. Louis. So the next 2 weeks will probably be power surges and some other stuff. But this was the last official power before we go to St. Louis. So overall, Doctor, great show. Really good in-ring. I feel like the promotion in terms of in-ring is really starting to hit a good stride, because I feel like we've had good matches almost every week.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know, we were wondering what they were doing with this champion series, but I guess you had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you could have done stuff with the storylines every week, but I don't know. Can stuff be written on shows like this, like it was back in the 80s, where you could draw out a feud for months?
The show would have to be longer. Like this week's episode, Power usually ranges between like 45 minutes to an hour. If you're going to draw it out, if you're going to draw storylines, you got to go like the old 605 to 805 and do 2 hours. But if you're gonna offer 2 hours, you're gonna have to do more than $5 a month.
So I guess, but I mean, you kind of had storylines intertwined a little bit into the tournament or the series, whatever you want to call it. So I think you did have a little bit of, you know, especially the Murdoch and all this that kind of. You saw that storyline kind of be built through the whole thing. So they did a pretty good job. I mean, at first, you know, I'm not into those type of tournament things, and I was kind of skeptical of it. But in the end, I kind of enjoyed it. What do you think? I mean, did you enjoy
it? I definitely enjoyed it. Well, you know me.
It was neat seeing the guys mixed up, you know, the guys and the girls mixed up to different teams. You know, heels with faces. You know, that kind of was interesting. But I thought overall, I thought it was a pretty good job.
I agree.
And I was really, really, really happy to see the National Treasure wrestle.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row. Remember, he wrestled last week as well.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And just awesome. He's just so good. He is so on right now. Your assessment of he and Roman Reigns is totally correct right now.
I mean, they are locked in as the two best champions in all of wrestling right now. Totally locked in.
Agreed.
So, there's your go-home episode of NWA Power. And that was on Wednesday. Now, yesterday, if you're listening to this on Saturday, so yesterday, Friday, on the NWA YouTube channel, William Patrick Corgan, the president of the National Wrestling Alliance, officially announced the full card for August 29th, Sunday, at the Chase Kosarin Ballroom in St. Louis, Missouri, NWA 73.
At the Chase, baby.
At the Chase, baby. Here is the card. 12 participants, They've not been announced yet. 12 participants will wrestle in a battle royal to determine the number one contender for the NWA National Championship, of course, currently held by Chris Adonis.
That's a chance to get some, to get a lot of the guys on the
yeah,
on the
exactly,
pay-per-view.
And maybe some visitors.
That's what that's all about.
And maybe some visitors. So
maybe
we have a 6-man tag: Tyrus, our World Television Champion, the Masked Man, and Jordan Clearwater with Austin Idol. All Austin Idol guys. Well, maybe not the Masked Man, taking on the team of the Pope and the tag team of The End, Odinson and Paro. That should be a fun hoss.
I'm a little critical of this one. I think that if you're a champion, your belt should be defended on the pay-per-view.
I agree, actually. I agree with you 100%. Not, sorry. yeah, I mean, still, it gives like a guy like Jordan Clearwater a chance to get a little payday. The End may not have been, but although this card could be more than 8 matches, it could stretch it out, so. But yeah,
just my opinion.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Especially that he just won the championship.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the premise that the titles should be, you know, you should have title matches, particularly in this company. But I don't mind the 6-man tag. I think it's a fun little match. The next match, I don't know what the hell this is. I maybe it's going to be like a last man standing or something. I don't know. This match is called Brawl in the Loo, meaning like Lewis, not Lou, like, you know, the French term for the can. Tom Latimer, Crimson, and Tim Storm in a triple threat Brawl in the Loo. And I got to be honest, Dr. G, Tom Latimer must win this match. Must
agreed, win. And they love these three-way matches.
They do. Billy loves three-ways. Hey, so there we go. Here's a title match. The NWA World Tag Team Championships will be on the line. Aaron Stevens and Kratos to take on
Kratos.
Our other new favorite team there, Dr. G, La Rebellion, Bestia 666 and Mecha Wolf 450.
That's
I don't think there is any doubt. I agree. I think it's going to be a fun match, but I don't think there's any doubt La Rebellion will be our new tag team champions. That's my prediction.
Agreed.
We'll talk
Something's
more about it in a couple
happen
weeks.
There.
I think so, too.
The Kratos Aaron Stevens thing will finally come to a head.
Vicky James will take on Kylie Rae. So there's her opponent. She's been waiting for an opponent. Camille will defend the NWA. Well, let's put it this way. The previous night at Empower, there's an NWA Women's Invitational Cup Gauntlet. The winner of that gauntlet will get a World Women's title match against the winner of the title match on Saturday between our champion Camille and the challenger Layla Hirsch. So there's a good chance. So kudos to either Camille or Layla Hirsch. I think it's safe to say I think we think Camille's going to win. That Camille will be the only one to wrestle twice in St. Louis that weekend. Kudos to Camille.
Yes.
She's going to work the tail off.
So they're building the division around her now. It was Thunder Rosa, but
yep.
Now it's Camille.
Yep. Chris Adonis, our NWA national champion, has a title match. And I was very curious, Dr. G, who was going to get that title shot. I was very curious.
Yeah, me too.
I was. Wasn't sure. I was thinking about the roster, who it was going to be. And then today, Billy Corgan dropped the bomb. And just like I always say, to that other podcast.
About your damn luck. I'm a creek swimming, moonshine sipping, beer skinning, beer drinking, Johnny Cash listening.
He's back.
That's right.
James Storm, former NWA national champion, had a couple of title shots with Nick Aldis pre-COVID, is back and going after Chris Adonis and the national heavyweight champion.
Love it.
I am so pumped to see my man Long Necks and Red Necks coming back August 29th. Sorry about your damn luck, Chris Adonis. I don't know. I never think you're really full-blown strictly business anyway because you really don't have a track jacket. But when I saw that name, I was like, that's going to be my match of the night just because I want to see him.
Yeah,
I don't know
I'm
if he will.
Forward to that.
But I'm pumped to see James Storm back. He's one of the guys that I remember loving. Seeing him back, Doctor, reminds me of pre-COVID NWA. We were getting excited. Yeah. You know,
and I was excited to hear about that.
I as well. And then finally,
oh boy,
in our main event, which did
not make Sean Kidd's hits,
did not make Sean Kidd very happy. Of the winning team of the Pope and Velvet, one of them did cash in his shot. Trevor Murdoch gets one more crack at Sweet Charlotte.
I mean, to me, this was a foregone conclusion. I mean,
it was a foregone conclusion.
Now, you have to tie this up.
Yeah, you do.
You have to. I know that Sean's not really looking forward to it as a match, but I don't know. I think they're going to go out and put a good match on. I really do.
Yeah, I think they will too.
Hey, listen, just a reminder, Murdoch. You may not care for his character or what he is. He's not horrendous in the ring at all.
No, he's not. And I don't think any of us ever thought he was. Sean just thinks that he's not world heavyweight championship material. And
well, you know, the thing
I got to be honest. I kind of agree. I think Murdoch's a great worker. A great man once said he's a good hand. He's a good national heavyweight champion, a good mid-carder. But I can't see him as a guy that would carry the mantle.
And let's put it this way. If there's that by chance, I mean, nobody could beat the National Treasure. But for some reason, the National Treasure, you never know. Some things go on. Billy Corgan likes to pull his crap.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason the National Treasure lost, it would only be because it's in St. Louis, the whole Harley race thing with Trevor. Mm-hmm. And basically, he would not have the championship long.
No.
It would be a short reign. So that's my prediction. But I think the National Treasure is going to come out on top, move on from this feud. Now, it's supposed to be if he loses, he has to retire. Is that the?
It is title versus career. Mm. So it is the NWA World Heavyweight Championship or Trevor Murdoch must retire. I think we know who Sean
is. That is so NWA.
Oh, that's so NWA.
Territory.
Yep.
Yeah. He's going to come back under a mask. Is he going to be the new?
Well, you know what Sean said. What's he going to be? The overnight rider? What is he?
Yeah.
The eight o'clock jogger, I think he said, or something. top to bottom, though, Doctor.
The weight station rider.
The weight station. Top to bottom, I like the card.
Yeah,
I like the card. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not bad. At least this time we know what the card is going in. You know, in advance, they're doing a better job of promoting. I think it's getting promoted a little bit on AEW. Hey, whatever it takes, let's get it out there. Let's support the NWA. We want to see the NWA succeed. Whether Nick Aldis has to smack Billy Corgan in the mouth or not,
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it will happen. But we want to see this company thrive and succeed so we can see the National Treasure every single week.
That's right. I agree. I do think the next pay-per-view will probably be in December. Because remember, 2018.
Yeah, November,
Pre-COVID, we had Into the Fire. Then they did a pay-per-view the following month, if you remember. Let's see, do I remember the name of that pay-per-view? Oh, that's right. Hard times. Although I have to admit, Callum does a pretty good.
Have to get him to record that for us.
He does pretty good Nikita too.
He does.
He does pretty good Nikita.
Nikita. I can't do the. I can do Macho Man.
Ooh, you yeah, know.
Let me tell you something.
You know, it's only a big deal because Callum cannot see a Nick Aldis Wahoo McDaniel title match.
Gosh. Man. Let me tell you something. We've seen so much Wahoo now from our watches that I think he's even turned Sean, and Sean was the one that was sticking up for himself. And, you know, I have to say, I mean, yeah, we Wahoo at the end there, the last 2-3 years of his career was kind of like, you know, it wasn't so great. And then you put him in there, we saw one match with him at Luger, and, you know, Luger was only in the business 2 months.
Oh,
yeah, it was
God.
Not very good. No.
Ugh,
no.
That's rough.
No.
So, all right. So there's your card for NWA 73, and that is your episode of the NWA Saturday Special. Thank you for joining us. So here is the scoop. Here's the schedule here from your friend at the NWA Saturday Special, and, of course, the PTB Wrestling Network, the best all wrestling podcast network feed in the universe. The next 3 weekends, Dr. G, are going to be loaded with professional wrestling up and down. Next weekend, it is the Flamethrowers weekend, the WWE. Of course, Saturday night is SummerSlam in Vegas. And then Sunday night at the, the school there is NXT TakeOver 36 the next night. Then, of course, the following weekend is, of course, full-blown NWA. We'll get to that in a minute. Then the following weekend is Labor Day weekend, and that is when AEW will have All Out. So the next 3 weekends loaded with wrestling. So here's what we're going to do. To give WWE their space and to give the doctors some extra sleep, we are taking next week off. I'm giving you the night off. So we will be off next week. No show next Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're not even going to do like a little, something from the vault. I know we'll make these decisions right while we're talking on the air. You know what I'm saying?
You know, well, you like to just fucking do this shit, just fucking drop shit on me. What do you think you are?
I like to put you on the spot.
What do you think you are? Some fucking tank top and a beard? What are you going to read a fucking liner for Natural Light now or some shit?
Oh, you beautiful people.
No, you did it wrong. It's hey, you beautiful people. The beautiful. He starts singing the SmackDown theme. The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Do, 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 do. The beautiful people. The beautiful. Remember? That was the first song on SmackDown. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll do a vault of when you and I recapped the 70th anniversary show.
Yeah,
the one where,
I like
the
that.
One that began this epic of this. Reign of Nick Aldis as the National Treasure. Because that's, of course, when he took on Cody back in October of 2018. So maybe we'll do that.
So you agree with me 100% then?
You know, there's a petition out there to have you removed from the superhighway. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's Whippy Bing Bong. You know, I don't know. Anyway, so we're gonna take a week off for a fresh show. Maybe I'll throw a show in the vault. Maybe we'll do the NWA. I'll bring up the 70th anniversary recap show.
That would be fun.
But then we'll be back because, like I said, we want to give us time to breathe because we are going to be all over the place the following weekend here on the PTB Wrestling Network because we are going to have a Saturday special, 2 Twitch feeds, 2 reaction specials. The Godfather Nate Milton may be around somewhere. This is a giant weekend coming up in 2 weeks here on the PTB Wrestling Network for the NWA. We will have our regular Saturday special where we'll preview both Empower and NWA 73. Then on Saturday evening, probably around 7:45, we'll fire up the Place to Be Nation Twitch feed for NWA Empower, the all-women's pay-per-view. myself, the doctor, maybe the kettle man, Callum McDougal, maybe Sean Kidd will join us. Then Sunday morning, 9 a.m., you'll see it on your feed, the reaction special for NWA Empower. Then Sunday night, we're going to do the same thing over again. Go to the NWA, or the NWA, the Place to Be Nation, a YouTube Twitch feed, about 7:45, and then starting at 8 o'clock, live commentary of NWA 73. Then Monday morning, the 30th, 9 o'clock in the morning on our feed, the reaction special for NWA 73. So, again, we take a breather this weekend, give WWE the spotlight, because the following weekend, we are going to be all over the PTB Wrestling Network feed. A Saturday special, two Twitch feeds, which we always post on the YouTube channel, two reaction specials. It's going to be big, Doctor. It's going to be one of the biggest weekends we've ever had here for NWA content on the PTB Wrestling Network feed. So, it's huge.
The pleasure is all yours, baby.
Yeah! A computer took your job, Daddy. A computer will never take Callum McDougal's job.
No doubt.
That'll do it for this week's episode. The PTB Wrestling Network's loaded with content. We had a full week. Place Me Podcast, myself, Mr. Azzaro, Jay Arsenio Tomato. We did SummerSlam 1992.
You love that.
Great. What? Arsenio? I like doing it because Matt Rotella doesn't know how to do it either. If he rolls his R's, he usually falls over. Greg Diener, Bobby Silva, concluded their countdown of their 10 favorite GWCW matches as part of the GWCW project.
Are they still doing that?
Well, they were doing their recaps. Right now, we're doing, of course, our GWCW wrestler. So go to the YouTube, go to our Facebook page, talk about nominations, and of course, get your ballots ready. It's what? Well, it's late August. You got what? Just over 4 months to get your wrestler ballot in. Then what else do we have this week? Oh, Highway to the Impact Zone. There's a new Highway to the Impact Zone.
What else do we have this week?
And what else happened? I don't know what's going on. I know it's my feed and all. Do I have to actually? Let's see. Of course, I know what's going on. We had a double dose of greatness on Friday. Yesterday at noon, dropped the newest episode of NWA Croc and Roll. You guys continued your unwatched series with Scotty Shiflett.
Awesome.
So then later in the afternoon was the newest episode after a 1 month hiatus. The return of Place B Nation's main event. Myself, the Godfather Nate Milton, the Conscience Steve Willey. We talked a little bit about the NXT releases and WWE and what's going on and what's up their ass and yada, yada, yada. And we also did a classic TNA pay-per-view recap from February of 2003. We'll be back next week with a main event where we will preview the big weekend in Las Vegas for SummerSlam. And we'll probably do a preview for TakeOver as well. PlaceToBe.podbean.com. All of the great content we have. The PTB Wrestling Network. It's the fans' feed. The best wrestling network feed in the world. Don't forget, of course, the other great feeds on the Quadapods. The PTB Pop Experience. Andy Atherton. Andy, you know, he's down in Florida. He's up down to Universal.
I know. He's enjoying himself down there. Yes. Good for him.
Yep.
Hope he's enjoying it.
We've seen all the food pictures, trust me, and all of the drinks. He says he doesn't like bourbon, but he had some bourbon drink earlier this week. Very interesting. Anyway.
They have an old fashioned.
Ha! Forget me, Jeff. And, of course, the Jenny Position with all of her great programming over there. She does an exceptional job. And, of course, the No-So, the North-South Connection podcast feed, JR, Chad, Aaron, all the rest of the guys there, Marcus, the Boar, all the great stuff over there. So the Quadapods, you will not find better content anywhere than on these four feeds. Great wrestling, great television, comics, pop culture, a lot of fun stuff. Have a great 2 weeks. We will talk to you 2 weeks from today. Saturday morning, the 28th, as we preview the big weekend. Enjoy. I am Scott. He is the doctor.
I know you agree with me 100%. Ciao.
Sorin!
You weave your spell, your eyes they beckon me. Your lips they speak lies and misery.
Time high.